Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday.
Who are you? Yeah, it looked like you were angrily texting
somebody. No, I'm not angrily texting. I'm texting. I was actually texting Mattress Mac.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not angrily texting.
Why are you angry with Texas?
I'm not angry. Mac? I knew we were coming back from break, and I'm texting, and I got to.
I thought maybe you had lost a couch on a high school football game or something.
Turn some knobs.
That's bad advice.
No, I don't bet against Mattress Mac. No. Okay. I was sending him the games that we're going to do for Mac's picks this week. It's kind of a light schedule because it's just conference title week in college football.
Yeah.
But there's a few games I think he would be interested in.
You call it like light schedule, Sean. I call it every game still matters.
Judgment
like
Day.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Every game matters for more teams now. Every game used to matter for like an increasingly smaller number of teams, where now every game matters every single week for every team. All 64 teams that will be in the playoffs.
Eventually.
Yes, as it should be.
So I was listening to the afternoon show yesterday, and admittedly I came in at the end of this segment when I was listening, but it sounded to me like there was an argument going on about whether or not the Astros should sign Cody Bellinger to a one-year deal to play either center field. Well, I guess it would be to play center field because they've got a first baseman now with Jose Abreu.
Yeah.
Who do you think was on which side of signing Cody Bellinger? Noted Astros hater and fake news mongerer.
Oh,
Cody Bellinger.
Oh, okay. So I thought you were saying either Lopez or Landry was one of those.
It was
guys.
The afternoon show. No. Clinton show. Yeah.
I thought you were saying that either Clint or show was the hater and the Astros hater and the fake news person.
No, Bellinger.
Yeah, Bellinger, the fake news dispenser. Bellinger ran with like YouTube conspiracy theories. Like there was this conspiracy theory that based on a BS video that Altuve had gone into the dugout and changed his jersey. Like this, that's why it wasn't just Cody Bellinger speaking out the loudest about the being better than everybody else scandal. It was that he was just dead wrong in what he was saying about it.
Do you want to play a little bit of the audio just to set the scene? And then I want you to guess who was on what side of the argument on the afternoon show. Here was Cody Bellinger back in 2020 after the Astros were punished for being better than everybody else.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge in 17. Everyone knows they stole the ring from us. Everyone in the show, in the big leagues, lost respect for those guys. But what human hits a walk-off home run against Aroldis Chapman to send your team to the World Series? One has the thought to say, don't rip my jersey off. But two, go in the tunnel makes zero sense to me. Because I know me. I set my team the World Series off for Aroldis Chapman in the ninth inning at home. You can do, I'm going crazy.
Yeah, you can. He basically said, you can do whatever I've been asking you guys to do to me all year long. And my fantasies of all of y'all, we have a big old,
you can have your
a big
way.
Old playground right out there. We'll bring everybody in. Just give me a baggie or something and I'll be happy. I think that show thought that it was cool to bring Cody Bellinger in.
Bingo, ding, ding, yeah.
Show hasn't had to live through the whole ordeal. He hasn't had to he hasn't felt things the way we've felt things, you know.
Plus, Clint is an actual former professional athlete. I feel like Cody Bellinger is violating a lot of the ethos of the athlete. You know, the locker room thing. You know,
well.
Like,
Yeah, I have a feeling that Cody Bellinger's Dodgers teammates had to tell him to shut the hell up.
Right.
Because, you know, like what Evan Gaddis said was like, listen, look, we know stuff that you guys have done on various teams too, so you might want to zip it, you know? Okay. And I think some of Cody Bellinger's teammates were probably like, hey, Cody, just back off a little bit, buddy. By the way, Cody, if I could tell you, would you be speaking up so much right now, Cody, if I could tell you that from this moment forward, after you're talking all this smack, you're going to be barely a 200 hitter, and you'll, yeah, like, which he's been. He's been a 190 hitter over the last two seasons, or 170.
Literally the lowest OPS of any hitter over the last 2 years with at least 900 plate appearances.
Yeah.
Lower than Martin Maldonado.
So Cody Bellinger, who's been atrocious at baseball, he was good in the playoffs in the World Series. Like, I'll give him that. But possibly because of his shoulder issues, which he got in the dumbest way possible, by high-fiving somebody. Sean, you can't send somebody to the Astros who got injured high-fiving somebody when the Astros are managed by the person who invented the high-five.
That's a great point.
It's the best point.
Yeah.
And it was an aberration of the high-five, too. He did that shoulders, the elbow lock thing instead of the actual high-five. So he was spitting in Dusty Baker's face as he was disrespecting the high-five, which Dusty Baker invented.
Invented, yes.
Not going to bring him in here. So he is you know what? I was wrong, Sean. I think I said he was a 209 hitter for the last three seasons. A 203 hitter.
Oh, my God. You were giving him way too much credit. Yeah.
So since Cody Bellinger spouted off about Altuve, he's hit 203.
Karma.
203.
Karma, bitch. Yeah.
He's a 203 hitter. Listen, everybody. You know, usually we don't – the batting average doesn't matter as much as it used to. It matters when you're hitting 203.
Yeah.
Okay? Especially when you're a former NL MVP.
I think it's an interesting angle you bring up that maybe even his Dodger teammates were like, bro, shut the hell up. Because a lot of people have been skeptical about the Dodgers bringing Carlos Correa into the building over there because of how outspoken he was against Cody Bellinger. But what I'm hearing from you might be, yeah, Carlos, that what Carlos said here might actually make him popular in the Dodgers clubhouse.
I mean, he either doesn't know how to read, is really bad at reading comprehension, or he's just not informed at all. What doesn't sit well with me is when you say false statements. If you don't know the facts, if you're not informed, Cody Bellinger's job is to look for information, get informed, know the facts for sure, before he stands in front of cameras to talk about other players. You should get informed. You should be informed before you talk about other players. If you don't know the facts, then you got to shut the
So what I'm hearing, Seth, you say is, in a way, Carlos Correa might be welcomed into the Dodger clubhouse as a conquering hero.
He might, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, boy, we loved it when you shut Cody Bellinger up, because, man, he got annoying after a while. Cody and his talking and his...
Even more annoying when he couldn't hit, he became far more annoying. Like, Russell Wilson's annoying. He's really annoying now that he only has 8 touchdown passes to Bronco fans, I would imagine.
I'll be honest with you, though. It's pretty shocking just how... I don't know if there's a player like Cody Bellinger, maybe in history, and I'm including running backs in this, who were so good in his first 3 years and then has just been... It's just been awful since
crazy.
Then.
It's
2020 was kind of crazy, like, in a lot of ways. Like, he had a better OPS plus than he did anything else. But in the last 2 years, I'll give him 2020 and just say, like, all right, well, whatever, you write it off. But he's been even worse. His averages are even worse in 2021 and 2022 than they were in 2020. So he's in the last 2 years, he's batting 193. With a 611 OPS. That's really, really bad.
It's really bad. I'll be honest, Seth, if he had just kept his mouth shut and didn't have all these quotes and sound bites out there about what horrible people the Astros are and what cheaters they were and about Jose Altuve, like, if he had said none of those things and his body of work the last 2 years was what it was, really, if his body of work as a Major League Baseball player was what it was, because let's acknowledge he was the MVP of the National League in 2019. He has been among the best players in baseball at one point in his career. I would be all for the Astros signing him to a one-year prove-it deal. He's a good fielder in center field. He's a good athlete. The Astros, I think, are a team that it's mostly associated with their pitching, but I feel like they're a team that, in terms of just preparing their players, period, hitters or pitchers, they are elite. they might be able to get something out of Cody Bellinger, and a one-year deal is really low risk. I just don't want the guy around.
Sean, I've got a feeling that Cody Bellinger is right this moment, like, foraging through dark alleyways, talking to sketchy people, trying to ask somebody if he can score some sign stealing. Because I don't know. MLB cracked down big time on the video rooms and everything in 2019. And it's then that all of a sudden, like, oh, my shoulder hurts, and that's why I can barely hit a baseball. Oh, he's like, come on, give me some of the good stuff. Can you bang on something for
tell
me, man.
Tell me what they're throwing.
Tell me anything, man. I'll do anything.
Tell me what
some of that sign stealing, man. Anything.
Michael Schwab, who's pretty plugged in when it comes to the Astros, tweeted this yesterday, Seth. Quick list of free agent names the Astros have been tied to. Wilson Contreras, Brandon Nimmo, Michael Conforto, Andrew Benintendi, Cody Bellinger.
Yeah.
And then Brantley Yuli, and then a catcher by the name of Jorge Alfaro. So
The one thing I know about Altuve that's different than Cody Bellinger is that Altuve is a fine human being. And I think that Altuve would probably be the first guy to be like, hey, bro, you're my teammate now. And, no harm, no foul.
I think they'd welcome him in. I think the Astros are good like that. I think if they feel like he can help them win, and he doesn't act that way when he's an Astro, then they'd be cool with it. If he keeps talking trash about people with very janky information, then I think they're not going to like him very much.
Will he learn? You know who's going to hate him the most? Bregman.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Bregman.
Maybe.
Bregman.
I don't know if he'll hate him the most, but he'll have the shortest fuse with him, I'll say.
Altuve will forgive and forget. Bregman will do neither. Bregman's not even going to say, like, hey, I'll forgive, but I'll never forget. Like, Bregman will do neither. And then he'll do nothing but speak Spanish in front of Cody Bellinger. And shut him out of conversation. He'll do that. He'll make fun of Cody Bellinger in Spanish.
What about what about McCullers, real quick?
Yeah, same thing.
I think those are the two you probably need to win over if you're Cody Bellinger,
right?
That's
true.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Yep.
I feel like those guys would hold the grudge the most.
All right.
They operate well with chips on their shoulders.
They do. And, and Cody Bellinger, wherever he plays, should have a chip on his shoulder this year, or at least
why,
feeling...
So it can signify what pitch is coming? Because that's the only thing that seems to work, I guess.
Maybe.
Only the era sign stealing was good for Cody Bellinger.
True. Hey, it's not just Deshaun Watson returning this weekend, back-to-back days. Maybe not Monday's not the weekend, but Sunday and Monday, we get the return of maybe the two most reviled backstabbers in the last 3 years. Deshaun, tail of the tape. Deshaun versus backstabber number two is next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.